Got a quick message from some of our friends in Fort Mill. They were telling us that traffic is backed up off of Dobie's Bridge Road near Oxford Place due to an accident. They said they got some information from this Fort Mill school district that Dobie's Bridge Road, so those are schools, Dobie Bridge Elementary School, Forest Creek Middle School, and Catawba Ridge High School. Those buses are running a little bit of running late today on Tuesday, September the 2nd. So if you're kid is still waiting on the bus and you're thinking what's going on, that's what's happening, and hope all is okay with that traffic accident. We don't know anything about that, but prayers going out to all of those on the scene there. It's time for our Love Our Neighbor Week. This is put on by our friends at Bethel Shelters. They love everyone, especially their neighbors. This is a big annual event that they do each year, and this puts a spotlight on restaurants. It's a partnership between Bethel Shelters and restaurants. We talk about the power of partnerships. This is a great example of what we're talking about here. We're going to hear from Richard Murr in a quick second. Richard's going to run through where we're going to be eating all day next week. But let's first start with Alicia Cohen, the executive director for Bethel Shelters. And good morning to you, Alicia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, we're doing well, and I know you all are getting ready for your Love Our Neighbor Week. It starts this Saturday, September the 6th. It goes until Saturday, September the 13th. And new this year on September the 6th, there's a race that's kind of going to kick things off, and we're going to let you take it from there.
Yes, so we're going to kick off our eighth annual Love Our Neighbor with a Citavis Marathon Relay. This is brought to you by the F3 Rock Hill region. They came to us, and so on at 7 a.m. on Saturday, we will be at
Tech Park.
Yeah. That's correct.
Lakeshore Parkway. Yeah.
I'm still learning Rock Hill.
That's all right, friend.
You are good.
You got it.
We will be at Tech Park, prepared to cheer on our fellow community members who have enrolled in this relay race.
Yeah, it's called a marathon relay, so you can do it in groups of what they said, five, I believe.
Yeah, so up to five members, and then you will walk, there's 26 miles, and you can choose to one member run each mile, and then you run the last mile together. So the team actually has a little, they can customize how they run the race.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
It's my kind of team effort.
You customize your race.
Yeah.
The next time I'm doing a race, Alicia, I'm going to just say, I don't like my time. I'm just going to customize it.
We're going to do it Bethel style.
Yeah. That's great. It's called the Civitas Marathon Relay. It kicks off Love Our Neighbor Week. Go ahead and sign up now. You can go to F3 and all of their social media platforms. They've got it all there. And then after that, again, the week gets underway, and then you'll wrap it up with the famous barbecue.
Yes, the barbecue event will be on Saturday the 13th. So we'll be out there at 7 a.m. We will have our famous barbecue by Elam's Roland Smoke, and our famous baked beans by Carruth Pigpen. So,
so
you know, you want to get your barbecue tickets now, they can be found online on our website. That's BethelShelters.org. Or if you want something tangible in your hand, we have paper tickets as well.
You've got to meet everyone, right?
Yeah,
some
right,
people
yeah.
are fine doing everything on their phone. Other people, to your point, Alicia,
right.
they like to hold stuff. We're holding our notes right now, so we can relate to those folks. And the overarching theme of Love Our Neighbor Week would be what, Alicia? What do you hope the community gets out of this week?
You know, Bethel Shelters has been a part of the community since 2009. So we just want to bring back, you know, that community involvement. We're looking for volunteers, not only just for the event, but for the shelter. You know, we need volunteers to provide meals throughout the year. We need volunteers hands on deck for donations, laundry. There's so many different opportunities for volunteers and support.
And then we're going to bring in Richard Murr. Richard, this is such a great opportunity that you all partner with restaurants that also appreciate it because they're going to get more foot traffic. But a lot of these restaurants have helped you all publicly, and then a lot of these restaurants have helped you behind the scenes, stories that only we in this only us in this room know about.
We could do a 3-hour segment on what these guys do for us. They're all absolutely great. We're grateful for them. And the whole restaurant week started during this thing called COVID back in 2020, when restaurants were really needing, you know, they were struggling. They needed help. And we just saw this as a way to drive some of our volunteer base to them in an effort to help them so they could help us. And it's just been a great thing. So I kind of want to go over the week.
Of course.
Obviously, after the Civitas Marathon on Saturday, we start off the restaurant portion on Sunday, the 7th. We have a brand new sponsor, Andrew Rose and his staff over at Lido Pizza on Hurlong. And he's actually going to be supplying some pizza for the runners at the marathon. But he's a great fit for us. And so we'll be there watching probably the Panthers game and hanging out. And we invite everybody out to come see us there. On Monday, the 8th, we'll be with my friend, your friend, everyone's friend, Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2. Charlie's just such a great partner for us and so many people in the community. I mean, we don't need to blow his horn. I mean, he's just a great guy. Tuesday, September the 9th, and we'll start the day at Rock Hill Coffee Roasters on Main Street in Rock Hill. Brian Bone has been supportive of us for a number of years. Then we kick off what we call Taco Tuesday with my friend Gil Gonzalez, his family restaurant, El Cancun. Mm. Cherry Road's been a staple for years, but Ah Papi on Main Street. Myself and some friends will be having lunch there about 1:30 on that Tuesday, so come out and join us there. Wednesday, Mayor Pro Tem Derek Lindsay's restaurant, Shomar's, Hurlong. This is the Hurlong Avenue spot only from 5 to 8 p.m., but come out and get some of their world-famous flounder, and we'll be there and join us there. Thursday, the 11th, is a really, really busy day for us. We start out at TKK Deli, Rock Hill Bagel. Dan and Lisa are awesome supporters for us. They help us with our Sunday school breakfast multiple times in a year with their bacon, egg, and cheese croissants, and they're just good, solid people. If you want to go to a real New York deli, go there. Okay, it's
so
great.
Good.
That night, we'll be with Dimitri out at Pier 51. Our board is actually going to have an official meeting that night out there, so come join us and have some good fish and food with us out there. Then on Friday, we will end over here on Oakland Avenue with my good friend Mitch Grant at Roco, the roasting company. We call it Friendship Friday from 4 to 7. Sometimes the 7 part doesn't hold. It's more like 10. But come join us there. We'll have a lot of our supporters, donors, volunteers there, and it's just a great time. But we revenue share with these folks. So what that means, when you go eat there, that's simply all the public needs to do. Show up and eat, spend some money, and they revenue share with us, and it's just a great fit for all of us.
Well, what a great partnership. Again, these restaurants help you publicly and a lot more behind the scenes, as you just shared, that those individuals prepare breakfast, which is fantastic. What a nice treat for these men as they're trying to get their life back together. And we've said it before, it's no surprise, Bethel Shelter's a nonprofit. And what do we know about nonprofits? They do the most work in our community and they're the least funded.
Mm-hmm.
So that fact that these restaurants are willing to say, come on in, mm-hmm. we'll take a portion of our proceeds that night. It won't go back to us. We're going to give it back to Bethel Shelters. Alicia and Richard, that's got to make you all feel great. And really invest in these men. I mean, you all are the faces and the voices out there, but you're advocating for these men. So you're really helping these men get their life back on track, which, as we continue to learn, a lot of us, we are just one situation away from being in their exact same shoes.
That's right.
A quick side note on these restaurants. They hire our guys and our women. I mean, regularly. They'll call, before they do a job posting, they'll reach out and go, hey, do you have anyone? And we'll send them there. And I've actually sent someone to a restaurant before. And 30 minutes later, I get a picture and they've got a hat and shirt on.
So that's great.
They have a fast track hiring process. So.
That's what I love about this event too, is, and I've said this before to y'all, is that y'all are really being the hands and feet of Jesus. And Jesus, this is what Jesus did. He broke bread with people. And it didn't matter what walk of life. He sat down and had meals with all kinds of people. And so I think that's just a great way for you to, also share the faith. And again, thank you for what you do. And you really are the hands and feet of Jesus to many of these people who might not otherwise know about him. So,
well, there's lots of hands and feet to Jesus in this community. Okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you all have to eat. So why don't you let all these restaurants do the heavy lifting next week? And in return, you're helping Bethel Shelters. It's called Love Our Neighbor. It starts on Saturday, September the 6th, that's with the Civitas Marathon Relay. That's an event. You can just go and cheer them on. If you don't want to run, no problem. They would appreciate you cheering them on just for a little bit. Be out there as long as you can. And then your stomach's going to get the workout starting on Sunday, September the 7th, all the way through Saturday, September the 13th. Go ahead and get your tickets for the world-famous barbecue and baked beans, and you get even more opportunity to see a lot of the folks from Bethel Shelters. It's going to be a great week. We'll continue to let our audience know about all of these days and times and everything, so don't worry. We'll take care of that. But we can't wait to catch up with both Alicia and Richard as the week continues next week for Love Our Neighbor Week. Great catching up with both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.